This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Earlier this morning, rather, we talked about profit taking, it looks like, across the board for the most part. Getting ready for the release of the WASDE report tomorrow, has that continued so far today?
I think so. We saw a pretty good run up, over several sessions. I think that led to some profit taking. I think it led to some consolidation. Now, corn and beans are currently lower, but wheat is up about 8 to 9 cents right now on the Chicago futures. Probably due to some talk that there is some freeze concerns in Russia and some frost damage that may be worse than originally anticipated. So with that, combined with tomorrow's USDA report, we are expecting maybe some reductions to the South American production on their crops due to the recent flooding in southern Brazil and the leafhopper plague in Argentina, which could be a little bit bullish.
We know that USDA has been very sluggish to make any changes to those production numbers, but it does sound like there has been damage done to those crops based on those events in South America. Do we think this is finally the time we see that number move?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And like you said, USDA has been pretty slow to make any adjustments. On the last WASDE report, they didn't make any adjustments other than lowering Argentina corn by 1 million tons. And so we're probably going to see something on this report, I would imagine.
That was Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
July corn down 1¾ at 456¾. July soybeans down 14¾ at 1213 even. July soybean meal down $3.20 at 375.30. July soybean oil down $1.11 at 42.68. On the Merck, June live cattle down 20 cents at 176.27. May feeder cattle down 95 cents at 239.25. June lean hogs down 52 cents at 98.20. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.